People ask me today out there, the statue was unveiled, what do the wasps mean to you? Let me tell you. I was 7 years old when the wasps were disbanded, and my Aunt Winnie came home from the war. And shortly thereafter, some other wasps came to Miami, and they became the part and parcel of our lives. We own them. I own Doc Swain. Bobby owned Doris G. Marky and Maggie had a fight between Lila Louder and Carol Bailey, and I think Marky got Lila and Maggie got Carol. But they were extraordinary. I can still see Aunt Winnie coming home in the blue uniform, and she was a heroine to me. And then Doc came down. And she was Miss Ophelia Jones in the air show. She put on a funny old hat and lady, old lady docking shoes, and she went out and flew this plane when she learned to fly in this plane. And Patty Landry gave me the first plane ride I ever had. And Doris, me and Lila Louder told me about Texas, and I never understood what Texas was all about, and I still didn't understand that. But listen, particularly to Doris G, why Texas was so important. And Patty bossed us around. Mildred Caldwell was wonderful to us. And they were extraordinary. Because what they did was, I had the impression when I talked to one of them that I wasn't going to do anything bad, I wasn't going to do anything disrespectful. And it was not so much that I was going to get punished if I did, except maybe by Patty Landry, and Darcy would tell me what she thought of me. But more important, I didn't want to disappoint them. And then I read the book. And then I heard the stories all over again. And I thought, I can do that. I can do anything I really want to if it's the right thing to do and I put my mind to it, because those ladies went to food planning. And for as long as I live, sometimes in these last 2 months, as I've dealt with some of the difficult issues, I think of what it was like flying over the dark path. And if you couldn't establish radio contact with Reno, and the left engine was beginning to sound rough, and somehow or another, the story continues on. You can do anything you really want to if it's the right thing to do, and you put your mind to it. But then I met other people along the way. Suds came to town. Suds looked at me like, there's that one of those young Renos, my goodness. But she, like the others, twinkled. And even though Patty Landry said she didn't want anything to do with children, she didn't know why anybody had children, they all seemed to love them, Suds included. Then I met my own wife. Separate and independent from Aunt Winnie's wasps, as I call them. Went to high school, and one of my teachers in high school, Felicia West, was a wasp. And she taught me ever so much about how to play fair, how to be a good sport, how to lose, and how to pick yourself up and win again and do it the right way. And then I came out to California and studied Mary Nelson and Dr. Swain and so many others made me feel welcome that summer. And I began to see what the wasps were doing. They were going beyond the dedication to the nation. They were becoming great artists. They were doing things in their community. They were becoming teachers. They were making a difference. They were raising families. I think that's the first summer I saw kids beginning to grow up instead of just a little baby. Then I went to Cornell and I met another wasp all on my own. Only it was with the help of another aunt, and that's when I met Dawn Seymour and thought, another heroine. And to those of you who are between the ages of 25 and 30, let me tell you that a 7-year-old child about 48 years ago was touched again and again and again by women 25 to 30 who have made a profound It was different in my life. But they keep coming back. They never leave. And you go out to see your Aunt Winnie and you see Dorothy, and it's like Dorothy never changed, and she sounds exactly the same. She's bossy as ever. She's opinionated as ever. And she still loves Texas even if she lives in California. And Don Twain doesn't look a day older. And she can still play the guitar. And do as she did around the campfire 48 years ago. She can still sing those brown eyes. These ladies have taught me ever so much. They have given me strength and understanding. They have reached out and touched me as a child, as a teenager, as a college student, as a young woman, as somebody being mentioned for Attorney General, and in the darkest, loneliest days of these last 2 months, the WASP has been there every step of the way. And what they have taught me, ladies have been through, us who are younger, who think we face so many challenges. These ladies grew up in a depression. When you took a can of tuna fish and shared it between a family of five and made it go, and then shared with some more people as you went along the way, and you don't feel sorry for yourself, you remember those times, those extraordinary times when people shared. And you went off to war to help defend a nation against one of the worst tyrants in the history of the world. And you remember it with pride and vigor, and you remember the fun stories along the way, and you remember those you lost with pride and honor. The WASP are not fancy people. Don't go into a WASP house. I had been into a WASP house that was that particularly fancy. They just for themselves. They're just real wonderful, great, honest, opinionated people. And they went off to serve their country. And think about it. Look at our young people. How many young people do you think would pay their own way to go serve their country and fight for freedom? The WASP did it. And they serve as an example for all of us. Let's go pay our way and fight for freedom. They taught me, as I said, that women can do anything they really want to if it's the right thing to do. They taught me loyalty. Boy, these women can get in fights with each other, but they always make up. And they taught me about friendship and family. And they have interweaved through my family as if they had become a part of it. But most of all, I think the WASP had to fly their plane. They had to get that plane back on the ground. They didn't get it back on the ground. The buck stopped with them. Yeah. And they had to do the right thing in the air, and they've done the right thing on the ground ever since, and they've been accountable for it, and they have had been a remarkable inspiration for so many of us. And now I'd like to challenge you all. The fight is not over. In these last few days, and even before, you all have taught me that the next 30 years is going to be a wonderful time. 40 years is going to be a wonderful time. I'm going to grow old and have a thoroughly good time and fight and care and continue to care about America and never give up. Because you all, if you can fly around this country and do everything that you're doing and being as wonderful and as grateful as you are, we got a long time to do some more yet. And I would like you to join me in the challenge. You helped weave the fabric of society around me, my brothers, my sisters. You have been a part of our life and our family. But there are an awful lot of children in America today who have no family and no structure around them. Their babies brought into a world of poverty, of a mother who's not there, of a father they've never seen. There are the children with plenty of money in the world whose parents don't give a darn because they're more interested in material things rather than in what's right and what's wonderful in this world. And somehow or another, all of America has to join together to reweave the fabric of society around our children who are the future. All of us, the WASC, the Attorney General, Congress, state legislators, the citizens of Sweetwater, everybody that cares about the future of America, have got to reach out and let children know that they are accountable. That if they do something wrong, there's going to be a WASC. Be a disappointment. There's going to be a Doris Sheen. There's going to be a Patty Landry speaking sharply to them. And most of all, there's going to be an Aunt Winnie looking at them very disapprovingly. And if you've ever been looked at by an Aunt Winnie very disapprovingly, you know what that can mean? But if you've ever been looked at by an Aunt Winnie or the WASC, with all the love and affection that I've been looked at this day and for the last 50 years, you will know what we have to give our children. And let us join together to remember that the fight is not over. And to remember the last two verses from the book of Malachi. And behold, I shall send you the prophet Elijah before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall return the heart of the father to the children, and the children's hearts to their fathers, lest I come down. My fear for your curse. God bless you all.